The Fidesz party of firebrand Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán has been suspended from the European People's Party. That's the EU's biggest and most influential political grouping. Stefan Boss is DW's Hungary correspondent. Hello, Stefan.
Hey, hello. How are you?
Good, thanks. Now, the EPP met during the week to decide the punishment for Orbán and his Fidesz party. What does this mean for Orbán?
I think it is a major political defeat for the Hungarian Prime Minister. I think he was trying to prevent this suspension at all costs, although he now claims it was actually his decision to advocate for this suspension so people can investigate better his views and his party. But it was a clear setback, and that was also said by the main leader of the European People's Party, the EPP, Manfred Weber.
The EPP decided today to suspend the membership of Fidesz inside of the EPP family. Practically, that means that Fidesz cannot anymore present candidates for free posts in the party. They cannot vote anymore in any kind of EPP assembly, and they are even not anymore allowed to participate in meetings. Viktor Orbán will not anymore be present there. Fidesz will have, in this period of time when we have the suspension on the table, no say anymore for the future of the EPP political approach. This decision is a firm decision, is a clear decision, and it is based on our common ideas, on the values of CEPP.
So in that sense, of course, for the Fidesz party, that means that they have less influence, for the moment at least, within the European Parliament.
Mm-hmm. Now, we hear and we talk to you a lot about Orbán's authoritarian style and his anti-EU, anti-migration policies. But what actually sparked his suspension, Stefan?
What really sparked it was, of course, his autocratic style, as the EPP would call it. They have been very much irritated about the reported crackdown on media, as well as the independence of the courts that have been threatened. But was really a point of issue was his stance on migration, and especially his tough rhetoric regarding the European Commission, including against the president of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, who is, by the way, also a member of the EPP. So in many ways, he criticized Prime Minister Viktor Orbán, that is, his own family. Mm. Now, there were even posters here with very, almost nasty pictures, I would say, of the Commission President, as well as philanthropist George Soros. And clearly it was meant against him, against Jean-Claude Juncker. But then a surprise came for a lot of journalists attending the conference when the Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán claimed that this recent poster campaign was not meant against Jean-Claude Juncker personally. This is what he said about that issue.
We never had any campaign against Juncker. I have my own opinion. I have my own opinion on him. But what we have in Hungary is an information campaign about the future to inform the people of Hungary what kind of intentions are here in the European Union concerning the major issues like migration. The information campaign is over. That was one of the requests of Manfred Weber, not to continue that kind of information campaign. But with all the humble approach, may I say, that we Hungarians delivered evidences against the prejudgment of the liberals and left here in Brussels, that migration is stoppable.
And also what he said, that he has tremendous respect for the recently elected Italian government. He also added that the Hungarian people have proven that they can stop migration on land, but the Italian government has proven that that is also possible at sea.
Now, there's also been talk that Orbán is going to team up with the Italian deputy PM Matteo Salvini to create some kind of a rival group in the European Parliament. Is this going to happen? Is this looking likely?
It can Yeah, well, it cannot be excluded, of course, but I think, and that is also what the Hungarian Prime Minister seemed to suggest, that this will only be decided after the European elections. I think he also wants to ensure that he is not isolated and his party is not isolated within the European Parliament, because he can, of course, work with the Italians, and also there have been some talks about working with, for instance, the governing party in Poland to set up a kind of a fraction with them. But then, of course, they are much smaller within the European Parliament than the EPP, which is still the main grouping in that institution.
Stefan, one more question for you. There's been a development in the controversial Central European University.
Indeed, because so far it seems to be that the Central European University would have to leave Budapest, or at least most of its courses, and they already plan to open them in neighboring Austria, in Vienna. But now there is a new development, and that is that under pressure of the EPP, and specifically Manfred Weber, Prime Minister Orbán seems to be willing to compromise on that issue. And the state of Bavaria, in Germany, of course, has now offered to sponsor at least some professorships regarding governance and democracy within the Central European University. And that would mean that they can stay, and it will be done through Munich's Technical University. Of course, the Hungarian Prime Minister always objected to the university because it was financed and founded by philanthropist George Soros, a very rich man, but also a political opponent of the Prime Minister.
Yeah, very.
But now, under pressure of the EPP, he seems to be willing to compromise.
Very controversial figure, George Soros. Stefan Boss, thank you very much for joining us on Inside Europe. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you. You're welcome.